world of circuses on the air. With Bozo, the world's greatest clown.
So David Arquette is best known from the Scream horror movies. The original Scream turns 25 this year, and Scream 5, which also stars Courtney Cox and Nev Campbell, will be out in 2022. He's also starred in Wild Bill, Never Been Kissed, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Speed Spot Run, Eight-Legged Freaks. As a professional wrestler, he's best known for his 2000 stint in the World Championship Wrestling, where he won the World Heavyweight Championship, and he just bought the rights to Bozo the Clown and has a new interactive experience called Empire Circus, opening up in New York, where you can choose being a crew member, a grand prize game show contestant, or an aerialist as they navigate the circus with Bozo's help. And to talk about it all is David Arquette. Welcome back to our show, David.
Thank you, Dave. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
You know, this is pretty wild, but, you know, for the first time in 65 years, Bozo has a new owner. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been a dream of mine. And I met with Larry Harmon 15 years ago. And we'd been talking about it ever since. And then finally, it took 15 years to close.
Wow, that's great. Well, I mean, this is the year, too. You think about this. It was created by Capitol Records 75 years ago. So this is the 75th anniversary of the character. And Bozo Circus on WGN-TV turned 60 this year. So, I mean, this is a great year to celebrate and reignite this character.
It sure is. I mean, the world really needs more Bozo right now. It needs... The brightness and silliness that he brings out,
yeah.
And I really want to do it justice. It's a huge undertaking. It's been quite an experience, but I'm honored to be part of it, and I love his connection to Chicago, and I really want to honor that as well.
Well, I was going to say, you lived in Evanston for a while when you were younger, so you got to experience that character firsthand here in Chicago, and Bob Bell was the man, wasn't he?
He sure was. He brought such a joy to it, and he really made you feel like he was your pal, and that's what we want to do.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of plans for it. Empire Circus is a really interactive, wild experience in Dumbo, New York, that we're going to first tease, and then the real goal is to bring Bozo back to Chicago.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I was going to say, you know, because Chicago was, you know, it was big in the 80s and 90s because of the Superstation, because we were all over the country. But at some point, and I don't know if I have the exact numbers right, but there were over 150 local Bozo shows in the late 50s, 60s, 70s, all over the country. Like every market had their own show. It was all different. You got to license the character out. You got to dress up and dress them any way you wanted. It's just the one here in Chicago is the one that still resonates for people because it was on for 40 years. And, you know, kids across the country got to see it on the Superstation.
Yeah, it sure did. It really did. It made a huge impact. There were over 200. I mean, there were 150 markets, but there were over 200 Bozos because they do different events.
And, right.
You know, people would sign up when their kids were being born because mm-hmm. there was a 7-year waiting list for the WGN show.
Yeah, yeah. Washington, D.C., the Willard Scott, who just passed away, Today Show weatherman, went on to have a long, successful career, but he played a Bozo, I think, in Washington, and he was also Ronald McDonald as well, which is pretty wild.
Yeah, well, the story behind that is he was Bozo. He did an event with McDonald's, and they sold so many hamburgers that they decided to do an offshoot. So Bozo inspired Ronald.
That's right. There might have been even some lawsuits back then that I think Larry Harmon talked me about because he was a feisty guy. I know you know this. He was a feisty guy.
He was. He was a shrewd businessman, but he was a really dear person.
Yeah, he was.
He really, really helped sort of create the world that is branding now.
That's true.
And we're taking a slightly different approach. We want to be more charity-based. We want to be more community-based. We want the brand to represent the diversity of our world.
This year also marks the 25th anniversary of Scream, just in time for Halloween. And I always saw that movie, David, as a game changer. Like it really breathed new life into the horror genre. It was kind of sleeping for a long time, and I think that was the first pop of horror movies back in the theater.
Yeah, it sure was. I mean, they really did something interesting where they really understood the fandom and the love of this genre, and they spoke directly to that fan. And they referenced pop culture. It felt very new. And I think Kevin Williamson wrote a great script that really transformed the genre. And Wes Craven, the amazing Wes Craven.
Genius, yeah.
Really just put together a film that stood the test of time.
And, you know, and this is the first film, obviously, Wes passed on so if some years ago. So it's the first Scream movie without him that you got coming up.
January, like, 14th or something like that.
Oh, okay.
2022.
So that must have been fun to get back on the set and with some of the familiar faces and do this new movie.
Absolutely. I love playing the role of Dewey, being in the film with the iconic ghost face.
Right.
It's a joy. I mean, it's been 25 years, so
yeah.
It's a lot of life experience.
No question. So before I let you go, I got to ask you this. So my son is going to school at the School of the Art Institute in Chicago. He reveres Bob Ross's work, and you are a certified Bob Ross instructor. Is that correct?
I am.
That's wild. I love that.
I'm a certified Bob Ross instructor. I went down to New Smyrna Beach, Florida, took a three-week course and learned how to be an instructor. Then I typically use it for charities or close friends' birthdays or whatever. But yeah, it's just one of those things that I love. Much like Bozo, I love what his energy and what he brought to the world. And that's sort of what I want to focus.
Yeah.
I just turned 50, so for the rest of my life, I want to sort of try to do things that give back more.
That's nice. I love that. And I'm looking forward to hearing what you're doing with Empire Circus and some other things. And next time you're in Chicago, please come down and we'll tour you around the museum to see some of the things that we have.
Oh, I can't wait. I love Chicago.
Awesome. David Arquette, everybody. Thanks, David, for your time tonight.
Thank you, David.
All right. News is next on 720 WGN.